Okay, Living Theology Friends, Letter 1041, October 31st, 2010. Names of Jehovah, names of God, Jehovah Sabaoth. This name is translated the Lord of Hosts, and it emphasizes the Lord as sovereign over all of the powers in heaven and on earth. This is a great name to follow Jehovah Nissi from last week, if you'll remember. This name is mentioned 274 times in the Bible, 53 times in the book of Isaiah, and 71 times in Jeremiah. Jehovah Sabaoth is a military name of God, since hosts come from a Hebrew word which means to wage war or armies. The Lord is in the commander-in-chief of everything and everyone, which includes the angels, as mentioned in Psalm 103, 20-21, the stars, mentioned in Isaiah 40, 26, the armies of Israel, mentioned in Exodus 12:41, and all who trust in Him, Psalms 46:7. The armies of Jehovah Sabaoth include all believers who belong to Christ, and we are armed and prepared, as stated in Ephesians 6:10-18. We are also called to battle, 2 Timothy 2:3-4. Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life, so that he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier. In 2 Corinthians 10, 3-6, we read, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And we are ready to punish all disobedience whenever your obedience is complete." We read of David's praise of Jehovah Sabaoth in Psalms 24, 7-10. "Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in." Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. "Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Since our Father is also Jehovah Sabaoth, who commands the stars, the angels, and all the armies of His people, whom should we fear? I've lifted up five example situations from the Bible where believers called upon the Lord of hosts as examples for us. One, a man had two wives, and his favorite wife, Hannah, had no children, so each year Elkanah and his wives went to worship and request a child for her. This is stated for us in 1 Samuel 1:3. Now this man would go up from his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. Then after her tearful prayers, her being Hannah, we see that Samuel was born. And we read about this in 1 Samuel 1:11. And she, Hannah, made a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy maidservant and remember me, and not forget thy maidservant, but will give thy maidservant a son, I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and a razor shall never come to his head." The second example, the Israelites were being defeated by the Philistines. And there's a report of what happened then in 1 Samuel 4:4. So the people sent to Shiloh, and from there they carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of hosts, who sits above the cherubim, and the two sons of Eli were there with the Ark of the Covenant of God. Then we read about the famous battle of David with Goliath in 1 Samuel 17:45. David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted." In Isaiah 37:14-37, Hezekiah, king of Judah, prayed to the Lord when Sennacherib, emperor of Assyria, had just conquered the northern kingdom of Israel and was rampaging through Judah. Sennacherib challenged Hezekiah that no other gods had spared the people whom he was defeating, and he was now ready to destroy Judah. The Lord of hosts sent an angel who killed 185,000 Assyrians in their camp, and Sennacherib retreated to Nineveh, where he was killed by his sons while worshiping his god. Jehovah Sabaoth hears the cries of his people as our fifth example, those who have been mistreated by not being paid to work for others. "Behold, the pay of the laborers who mowed your fields, and which has been withheld by you, cries out against you, and the outcry of those who did the harvesting has reached the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth," James 5:4. The pattern continues throughout the Old Testament, as you can see by the number of times the name appeared, as I quoted above. People in need called upon the Lord of hosts to achieve the impossible. God has revealed himself as the Lord of hosts so that we can call upon him in any situation. Whether we need help regarding the birth of a child, dealing with a giant, or having been mistreated, or any other situation. We read of the final action of the Lord of hosts when all evil will be destroyed, not by water as in the day of Noah, but complete and by fire, as told by Malachi and Peter. Malachi 4:1, for behold, the day is coming, burning like a furnace, and all the arrogant and every evildoer will be chef. And the day that is coming will set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch, which of course means a total destruction. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. This is from 2 Peter 3:10. So, today and for all time, don't hesitate to call upon our Father, who is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Commander-in-Chief. May God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.